And then you have one thing that's personalized, that's customized. Maybe it has your name etched across it, or maybe it's got your initials, or maybe it's got some monogram that stands for you, or maybe there's something about it that makes it custom and personalized, and you say, that's pretty cool. That's pretty neat. I'm going to choose the personalized one. Well, we come today to this baptism service, and we come to these candidates that are before us, and we've told them many times so far, right? We've told them so many times that the moment they step out of that water, they have, as it were, a target on them. It's like that old Far Side cartoon that my dad always used to love so much. It's of a deer, and he's got a bullseye right on his chest, and he's standing and talking to this other deer in this cartoon, and the other deer says, "Man, that's a bummer of a birthmark." And this kind of idea of a target being on those, why? Because you are standing up today and saying to all these people in public, and you're saying to the devil, you're saying, "Hey, I'm on God's side now. My boss is the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm fighting on his side." And what does that make you to the enemy? That makes you a very serious foe that he wants to attack. Now, we see a story today in our Bible reading that Brother Curley read for us. It's a very famous story. It's the story of David versus Goliath. Everyone knows the story. We sing that song, "Only a Boy Named David, Only a Rippling Brook." How many stones did he take? He took 5, and he went after that giant, and he went with this sling, and he slung it at this giant who was probably about 9 feet tall, and it hit him right in the forehead, and he dropped like a stone down dead. We know the story. And you could preach all kinds of different messages off this story. It's a story that has wonderful application to so many different areas of our life. I want to pull out one principle that I'm going to charge our candidates that are being baptized with, and also hopefully will be an encouragement to all of us that are here. And the idea is that David had a substantial need when he was going up against this enemy, Goliath, who was way bigger than him, way older than him, a way more experienced fighter than him. David needed something. And that what he needed was some weapons. He needed some weapons. He wasn't just going to walk out there and say, "Okay, you want to fight? Let's use our fists." No, because the enemy, Goliath, he had a spear, he had a guy with a shield in front of him. David needed a weapon. And we learn from this passage that someone offered him some weapons. He said, "Do you want some weapons?" And David had a very wise response. He said, "No, not these weapons. I'll use my custom weapons, thank you very much. I'll use the weapons that God has been preparing me to use for this. I'm not going to use someone else's. I'm not going to use the ones off the shelf. I'll use God's weapons that have already been tested and tried true." I'm going to challenge you tonight with a message entitled "Personalized Armor." Personalized armor. And suggest to each of you that when you come out of that water with a target on you, the devil's target is going to be on you, what you need is to begin developing the armor. Not someone else's armor, not someone else's weapons to fight back, but your own weapons through the Word of God and prayer. So before we get into this message, let's ask God's blessing on it. Father, thank you for this night that we can come together and celebrate this baptism, this wonderful symbol of your death and resurrection. And we ask, Lord, that as these candidates come, not to be saved, they've been saved, but Lord, to follow you in obedience in baptism, that we would understand the seriousness of this, that we would understand the enemy that is out to get each of these candidates and each one of us who have accepted and followed you as our Savior. We ask that this message would be a blessing and a challenge and encouragement tonight. Lord, I pray that every word of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's understand first a well-built opponent. A well-built opponent, that is Goliath. In this story, Goliath was a man who was somewhere in the range of about 9 feet tall. That's a little bit taller than me. But it maybe is roughly approximate if you from the floor and I was right here. That's a pretty big man. That's a pretty intimidating foe. And we understand about him first is that he was an enemy. He was an enemy. If you read back in the passage before this, it was the Philistines versus the Israelites, and they were at war. And they were pretty much constantly at war throughout David's life and Saul's life. They were fighting each other all the time. And they were sworn enemies. They hated each other. And so Goliath stands up to defy Israel and say, who's going to take me on? I'm the biggest, baddest guy here. You can't fight me. Who are you going to take? Now Saul, we know that in Israel, he was the tallest guy. He was the king at the time. He was head and shoulders above everybody else. He was scared out of his wits because he knew that he probably was the one expected to go fight. He didn't want anything to do with Goliath. God had left him when he had left God. And so what is happening with this enemy? He's standing up there making fun of everybody. Who's going to fight me? I'm going to take all of you guys. Send someone out to fight against me so I can destroy him. He wasn't just an enemy. He was equipped. The Bible tells us about what kind of weapons he had. Listen to these weapons that this man had. He had a helmet of brass upon his head. And he was armed with a coat of mail, a big, like a chest protector. And then what else did he have? The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. This was a big, heavy coat, probably pushing 100 pounds, if not more. What else did he have? He had greaves of brass upon his legs. It's like he had shin protectors, almost like a catcher in baseball would have. And a target of brass between his shoulders. He was just completely armed to the teeth. And then what did he have? The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. That's how big this spear was that he was going to throw. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. So he didn't just have this big spear, this armor. He actually had a guy in front of him with a shield to try to block off anyone who was going to be maybe firing an arrow at him or doing anything of the like. This man was equipped to fight. This is an intimidating foe that David had to face. And he was experienced. When David went to Saul and said, hey, I'm ready to fight. I'll take him on. What did Saul say? Saul said, you can't do that. Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. This guy's been a soldier since he was a kid, and you're just a kid. Why do you think you can go out and fight against him? He's way more experienced than you are. All these things were true. This was an opponent, an enemy. Do you know what? In many ways, the devil is a little bit like this man, Goliath. The devil is someone who is our enemy. Scripture said he's like a lion walking about seeking who he can devour. Sounds like an enemy, doesn't it? Sounds like something we want to be careful about. He's equipped. He's stronger than you are. He's stronger than I am. If we try to fight the devil in our strength, if we just try to work on our willpower, no, devil, I'm not going to do what you say. I'm going to follow God. If we just try to do that in our willpower, like David, if David would have tried, game over. We lose. Though many of us here can testify, I've tried to fight the devil in my own willpower before. I've been a failure. Some of you have that same testimony. You maybe said, I've tried to do what's right. But what happens? The enemy's too strong for me if I'm doing it on my own. There's a well-built opponent, and he is targeting you. He is targeting you if you're a child of God. And when you step out of that water as someone publicly standing in and saying, hey, I'm going to follow God, there's going to be that target on you. That opponent is out to get you, just like Goliath was. Secondly, there was a well-meaning offer. There was a well-meaning offer. Saul saw there was a problem. He said, David, you don't have any armor. What's going on? Here, I got an idea. Let me help you out with something. Do you know what Saul said to him? He said he recognized first the priority. The priority was, we got to get you some weapons. We got to get you, if you're going to fight against this 9-foot-tall giant, we got to get you some weapons. You don't have any, David? What's going on? So what does Scripture say? And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail, so he put a chest protector on him. And then what does he say? And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he attempted to go. So here's the provision. This is what Saul says. Okay, here's your armor, David. I'm going to get you some armor. This is my armor. This is Saul's armor, and I'll give it to you. Isn't that nice? I'll give you some armor to fight with. Here you go. Here, put it on. Try on this coat of mail. Here's this helmet that I'm going to give you. Now, you ready to go, David? David said, okay, let's try. Let's try to get ready to go. But third, there was a problem. What was the problem? David said, wait a second. I haven't tested these before. I don't know if these are going to work for me. This really doesn't feel like it fits too well. You're a lot taller than I am. I'm still just a young guy, probably just a teenager. I'm not going to be able to fight in this. I've never gone out and fought anybody in this before. How am I supposed to use this? And so this is a problem that we have, and I think sometimes we see in discipleship, whether it's Christian discipleship, whether it's parenting at home. And that is this. Sometimes we try to give our armor, the armor that God has given us to fight, and we try to push that on someone else as if that will be effective as their armor. Now, here's a question. When you guys are fighting against the devil, are you fighting against him with like a sword? Devil, I'm after you now. Here you go. I got a sword now. I'm going to put actual helmet on. No, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not physical. They're not a real sword or a real breastplate or a real helmet. But what they are is they're spiritual weapons. And Ephesians 6 tells us what those weapons are. There's a weapon that's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's our sword. If you want to fight the devil, you better do it through the Word of God. We have a helmet of salvation. You have professed salvation today. That's your helmet. Now, what about your shield? What about, you're going to need a shield if you're fighting the devil. You're going to need to block his arrows that he fires at you, those temptations that he says, hey, don't you want to do this? Don't you want to fall back into this area of your life? Here's that old habit. Wasn't that fun when you did that? He's going to send those temptations at you. And you're going to need a shield that's going to say, nope, block that. I'm not doing that, devil. And then you go on the attack with your sword to say, you want it? I'm going to fight you back. Now, the shield is the shield of faith. It's our faith that is our shield to say, no, devil, I'm not going to fall into that temptation. I'm not going to do that. Now, think with me for a moment. What do we do sometimes that gives a young person, a disciple, a child, a new Christian, our own armor? You know, sometimes, and I've seen this, I think, where there's an area in our life as mature Christians that we see the armor that God has given us. You know what? God's given me this passage of Scripture as my shield of faith in a temptation. I'm going to get that up. I'm going to use that, and we found it to be effective. And maybe there's a passage that we've used, that God has used in our life to, in a really meaningful way, that's our sword. It's our sword of the Spirit. Or it's our shoes, the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we have this armor that has been used and that has been tried for us. So what do we say? Oh, well, that must work for my child. That must work for this young Christian. And so we come along and say, hey, you got to, here's the thing. You take this step, and then you take this, and you do exactly like I have done, and you do this. But David was wise. David said, no, these aren't mine. This is someone else's. I haven't tested it. I haven't proved it for myself. And we have to understand, when you come out of this water, the thing that you need to do is you need to start developing your own armor before God. You know what? I'm your pastor, but I can't have armor for you. I can tell you what your armor needs to be. I can tell you, you know, the shield of faith, here's what's important, but I can't hold up the shield of faith for you. I can't say, here's the shield of faith. I'm going to give you my shield of faith, and we'll both stand here together. I can't do that. Your parents, Your parents can't do that. Your parents can't say, all right, here's my sword that God's given me to fight. Now let me put it in your hand and now you go fight. You know, sometimes we like to try to think of, you know, our children come to us with a question. Hey, what does the Bible say about this? And sometimes we might take the easy ones. Here, let me show you exactly where we get, let me show you exactly what it is. Son, this is the answer. Okay? Are you good? Son says, okay. All right. Thank you. I got my answer. Well, what good does that really do him? Is he sharpening his sword? What about once in a while if we said, you know what? Why don't you go study the Word of God? And why don't you tell me where the Word of God is leading you? And then I'll show you where I think it is from the Word of God, and we'll talk about it from there. In other words, encouraging young people, encouraging new Christians in the faith to say, sharpen your sword. You go on the shore. You figure out what your shield of faith is. And I'll be right here with you. I'll be teaching you the principles of God's Word. And you be the one that's figuring out, that's testing your sword. You know, it's like this with a bird. A mama bird will be in the nest. And sometimes what do these, say an eagle, do with their baby bird? Do they let them sit there in the nest for their entire life? What does a mama bird do to a baby bird? Sometimes they'll flip it out of the nest. They'll kick it out of the nest, and that baby will go falling like this, trying to flap its wings, and the mom will come down and catch that baby bird. What's she trying to get the baby bird to learn? How to fly. And it's not going to learn by just sitting in the nest. It's got to learn by flapping its wings once in a while. And that same kind of idea of discipleship is so critical for each of you. You cannot rely on my shield of faith. You cannot rely on my sword. I can teach you. Your Sunday school teacher can teach you, and they can say, this is something that's been a big help for me. But it comes down to you putting your roots into the Word of God and saying, what is God teaching me? How am I being stretched in faith? How am I growing in my Christian life? That's my challenge to you. It's got to be from yourself. And third, we don't just see a well-built opponent, a well-meaning offer, but we see a well-chosen option. A well-chosen option. David says, Saul, I can't take this. I can't rely on your armor. I can't rely on what's worked for you in the past. I can't rely on just the things that God has given you to fight. I've got to rely on where God's been leading and directing me. And there are three things I'd say that this armor was. It was tailored. It was tested. It was trusted. It was tailored to him. It had been tested in the past when he had needed something. Now, Scripture doesn't say whether he used that sling when he was fighting that lion and that bear. Wouldn't surprise me if it had been used. But this was clearly something that he had a lot of practice with. And it was just a sling. It wasn't a sword. It wasn't a whole bunch of armor. But David said, this is what God's prepared for me. This is what God has for me. And it was trusted. You know what David did with this sling? He ran right at that giant. He said, I'm not scared of you. Why? Because God's on my side, and I have these weapons that he has given me for the fight. And so it is in your Christian lives, in your fight with the devil. Your challenge is to develop the weapons that God has given you. Paul says, take unto you the whole armor of God. Take it for yourself. Don't rely on someone else's. Take it for yourself. You need to get in this book. You need to get in this book and understand what it says and say, here's my armor right here. Here's my shield of faith that God has shown me. Here's my sword of the Spirit that God has shown me. And then you know what? As you see that armor lead to victories, oh, the devil throws a temptation at you, but you've got a verse from Scripture that's your shield. And you say, uh-oh, here's my shield of faith. That dart is extinguished. That arrow got stopped. Then what happens? You say, oh, okay, this is how I fight. What happens when that next arrow comes from the devil, that next temptation, and you got another verse in Scripture that says, that's your shield of faith. Oh, I put that one out too. Suddenly, do you understand how your armor starts getting, You get confident in that armor that God's given you. You say, hey, I can fight against the devil. It's not my strength, it's not my power, but it's based on the word of God. It's based on the armor that he has given me. It's based on the armor that's been tested and that I've found true to this point. It's very important. Do you have and will you have personalized armor? That's not based on just coming to church once a week and listening to a sermon. That's not just relying on your Sunday school teacher to talk to you and to listen once in a while. Not just relying on your parent to say, here's what's right. All those things are very important. And your pastor and your teacher and your parents can teach you principles of God. Now you need to understand, your own personalized armor is never going to contradict what the Word of God says. You're not going to say, okay, huh? Well, I don't think that's a sin, so I'm not going to fight against that. It's my personalized armor. No, that's not the way it works. But the way it works is that applying the principles of God, there will be personalized applications to your life that you're going to need to say, this is the armor that God has given me. And the only way you're going to develop that armor is through the Word of God, through your time spent with prayer and with others, and testing out those weapons of faith, those spiritual weapons that God has given to you. So, personalized armor. Is it yours? Will it be yours? My challenge is that the moment you step out of that water, you commit to seeking God every day for the armor that he has for you that will be effective in the fight against an opponent that otherwise you'd never be able to conquer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this story of David and just this one small principle, Lord, of a man who trusted you and who didn't need to use someone else's armor, who used the weapons of his warfare that had been tested and had been tried and were true. Lord, we ask for each of these candidates that as they are baptized here and sign up, as it were, for your battlefield, that they would understand the weapons of war that they have, Lord, in you, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. And Lord, that they would take each of these things to themselves in their own personal experience. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.